and I got a pretty varied set, so stick around.
Thank you.
Welcome to Stranger Waves. That was Cold Rain and Snow from February 3rd, 1978 in Madison, Wisconsin. Seems a bit fitting considering the forecast is showing some snow in the next couple hours. Got a couple inches a few days ago, which was, you know, fun. Livens up the scenery a bit. But yeah, I'm waiting for my guest to come in at some point. But we're going to keep the music going until then. Hope everyone's having a good start to their day. Up next, we got a song by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, because, of course, David Crosby passed away last week. Very sad, but, you know, left some great music behind. It's one of my favorites off of Deja Vu. This is Woodstock. Enjoy. Always been more of a solo Neil Young fan than like Crosby, Stills, and Nash, but every once in a while I'll go back and listen to some of their stuff, and it's always really good. So yeah, that was Woodstock off of Deja Vu. Rest in peace, David Crosby. Got something fun up next. I don't know how I haven't gotten around to playing this yet. This is called Ice 5 off of, let's see, Ice Death, Planets, Lungs, Mushrooms, and Lava from King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Got some very exciting news that they're headlining one of the days, or not, they're not headlining, they're right under the headlining, for one of the days of Boston Calling, so I'll get a chance to see them this summer, if all goes right. This is from their kind of like jam noodling album. It's really, really good stuff. But yeah, hope you all enjoy. It's called Ice 5. Yeah, that was Ice 5 of Ice, Death, Planets, Lungs, Mushrooms, and Lava, which is definitely the most, I guess, jam-heavy of Gizzard's projects. It's really cool. If you like that, check out the rest of the album. It's very similar. And as if I haven't sung their praises enough on their show, definitely my favorite, like, currently active band out right now. They're great. Super, super prolific. Probably going to get, like, 3 albums this year knowing how they work. And that's exciting. So yeah, I'm taking a Miles Davis class this semester, which is pretty sick when you really think about it. I can do that for college credit. And you know, we're kind of in like the very early stage. We really haven't even gotten to Miles yet, to be honest with you. We're kind of still in like Charlie Parker kind of territory. But as a result, I've been listening to a ton of jazz in my free time. And so I thought I'd play some for y'all. This is The Sorcerer off of Sorcerer. And to say this is kind of a stacked album would be a bit of an understatement. You got Wayne Shorter and Herbie Hancock, just to name a couple of people on it. I'm just going to let it speak for itself. It's a really cool track, so enjoy.
Thank you. Adopting a new pet is a rewarding experience. And Shelter Pets make super pets. Your new best friend will steal your heart, bring you happiness, and enrich your life for years to come. You can make a difference in the life of an animal. Adopt and bring home a Shelter Pet today. To find out more, visit theshelterpetproject.org. This message has been brought to you by the Humane Society of the United States, Maddie's Fund, and the Ad Council.
Kind of spitting with that one. If you're going to get a dog, you should adopt it.
Sheltered dog, yeah.
So we're joined in studio by Daniel.
What's up?
Might have to move over to mic 3. Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, that was Sorcerer with possibly the most stacked lineup of musicians of all time. Because I forgot to mention Tony Williams, because I'm terrible.
Tony Williams on drums, Wayne Shorter, sax, Herbie Hancock, piano. Just phenomenal.
It's really great.
All the talent.
Oh man, I don't know how it took me so long to get into jazz, but I'm happy I did, because it's just, I think it's constantly rewarding.
I know.
I'm like constantly finding new stuff to listen to.
Swinging.
Yeah.
So much stuff.
Cats are cooking. We got to bring back like old like jazz terminology.
Asking people if you can dig it, you know.
Can you dig it? Speaking of which, we watched Superfly over the weekend.
What a film. I wasn't paying attention.
I wasn't paying attention at all. But I've been so familiar with the soundtrack for years. And I was like, I think I should finally watch the movie.
Yeah.
And this is we were watching and a character gets introduced named Freddy. And Dan just turns to me and goes, he's going to die. This is Freddy's Dad by Curtis Mayfield. Enjoy.
Such a beautiful world with the
a girl. Ooh, I need a woman child. Don't wanna be like Freddy now, cause Freddy's dead. Just think of Fred. Everybody's misused him, ripped him off and abused him. Another junkie plan, pushing dope for the man. Fred is on the corner now. If you wanna be a junkie, why? Remember, Fred is dead.
What a track.
Superfly. Curtis, shout out.
Yeah, shout Curtis Mayfield's dope.
So many just like great at writing pop songs, you know?
Yeah, really. The whole album, the whole Superfly soundtrack is like stupidly good.
Just like criminally catchy, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Stuck in your head for like...
Pusher Man's one of like the catchiest songs ever made.
Can't play that on the radio.
Yeah, though. I can't play that on the radio, unfortunately. So let's see. How about those Oscars?
Man.
Oh, man.
If I,
I feel somewhat vindicated that Banshee's got, like, 9 nominations or whatever.
We got, like, a Banshee sweep. We got an Elvis sweep. What more could I ask for?
I absolutely cannot believe Decision to Leave not nominated.
Not even for, like, editing or, like, cinematography or anything like that. Best Foreign.
Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure it was South Korea's selection. I think RRR was not...
It wasn't in India.
Yeah, that's why it's not there. Okay. Brutal.
Ridiculous, though.
Absolutely brutal. But now the song got nominated.
Ah, hell yeah.
And so that means that the two dudes have to come to the Oscars and perform it live.
I'm watching... Well, not watching the whole
I'm
thing.
I'm just watching that.
Yeah, just that.
Yeah, I'm just watching that.
Did you see the... Yo, but did you see Will Smith slap Chris Rock? Did you hear about
that? Dude, what? That happened? Yeah, dude,
that's crazy.
Did you see he didn't get nominated for his comeback slavery picture?
Oh. No. He was gone for that Oscar, but no.
Oh my god, that's funny.
Ridiculous.
I hope Jordan Peele goes up and slaps somebody.
I think it really is indicative, like, of just how stupid the Academy is. Like, they showered Get Out with so much praise, and just have not recognized any more of his work, despite it being like substantial.
I mean, I think Us is a pretty significant step down, personally.
Oh yeah.
I think the third act of that movie is a disaster, to put it in one word. But yeah, it's, I mean, like 90% of that movie is on par with Get Out.
Yeah.
And then I would say Nope is probably his best.
I think so. I think Greatest American Picture, like the last 3-something years.
I think that's a fair assessment. It's like, it's really, really good. Even Amy, I was like, who isn't like actively watching many movies. I was like, yeah, Nope didn't get nominated for anything. And she was like, that makes no sense. I'm like, yeah. Like,
not even anything technical too.
I love how this summer was like, you had... I like to think of Nope and Top Gun Maverick as being on two entirely opposite ends of the same spectrum. One is like the blockbuster in the most literal sense of the word, and then Nope is like the what's the type of movies like Spielberg used to make that were blockbusters, but were like actually well crafted, well made movies.
Also, like Top Gun's whole thing, its whole appeal, its whole sort of subtext is just we're harkening back to old Hollywood. Isn't Hollywood great? This is what
it's
we got to go back
to. Propaganda.
Nope's whole thing is literally that like Hollywood is evil.
Yeah, Hollywood chews everything up and spits it out and kills it. Also, mark my words, I'm saying this right now. Mm-hmm. 10 years from now, everybody's going to look back at Babylon and be like, that's a great movie.
I still need to watch it.
They don't get it yet.
Same way Speed Racer.
Better than Speed Racer.
Really?
I mean, I think it's Chazelle's like second best, probably. I think I like it more than La La Land. It's not better than... Whiplash is just like perfect. You can't really like poke any holes in Whiplash, but... Mm-hmm. Babylon's right there.
I need to see it.
If that doesn't win best score, I'm going to riot. It's entirely original jazz compositions. It's really, really good. It's really, really good. But yeah. So we're going to keep moving. Right. Got, what, like 22 minutes?
Yeah.
What do you know about Fishman's?
The greatest.
What do you know about Fishman's live performance?
Greatest live album ever made, in my opinion.
I mean, I disagree because my... Well, you know. Yeah. But... Fish, yeah, it's up there. It's seriously up there for non-Grateful Dead material. It's definitely it's not better than Live at Massey Hall by Neil Young, but I'll give it.
Okay.
This is Smiling Day's Summer Holiday.
It's delightful.
Delightful. It's all awesome. Terrible weather, delightful song. Enjoy. Really crazy. The only way you can get that on vinyl is by like paying
ridiculous
absurd amounts of
like
money.
Like $3,000.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
All right. We got next.
Got Only a Shadow by the Cleaners from
Venus.
So you want to give us a little introduction?
Very, you know, just one dude in the 80s recorded a bunch of pop music alone in his room on a tape deck. Basically.
Sounds like a nerd.
Exactly. All quote unquote indie music today is just this. They're just doing this. They're trying to emulate this, whether they know it or not. And it's important and it goes hard. That's what I gotta say on it.
Can we talk about how our foreign relations professor said that Franz Ferdinand is an all-time great indie rock band?
Yeah, man. Okay.
Yeah, dude. Whatever you say.
Very clearly, Gen X millennial type.
Like, yeah, it seems that way. But yeah, this is Only a Shadow by Cleaners from Venus. Enjoy. Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very indie rock. So I think I would be remiss if I didn't bring up what we saw over the weekend.
Oh yeah. Me and Stan.
Oh, no, I was talking about Baby Tron. I was talking about Skidamarink.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Baby Tron was terrible. It doesn't even deserve a moment to discuss that.
Yeah. Skidamarink. It was a movie. Is it a movie?
I think it's a movie. I'm not going to lie. The more that I think about it, the more that I enjoyed it, and I could write off those dumb YouTube poop jump scares for, like, what I think the movie does very well. Mm-hmm. I think most of it's pretty, like, well executed.
I think its whole thing definitely works, but, like, that doesn't mean it's enjoyable to watch.
No, I wouldn't say I had a good time. I would say I was, like, genuinely freaked out.
Yeah.
For a good chunk of that.
What got me, though, is, like, the setup to the scares, like, work fantastically, right? You know, like, the parents' bedroom, like, the sister's muffled voice. But, like, every single time they just finish it with, like, some lazy, like, flash of white light and a scream and, like...
Yeah. I think what the movie does very well is it gives you that feeling of, like, you're 4 or 5 years old, you wake up, and your entire house is foreign because it's in the dark, and your parents are asleep, and you don't know what's in that corner kind of thing. But, yeah, those parts really worked. The parents' bedroom scene was incredibly well done.
Absolutely.
Absolutely had me looking through my hands kind of deal. But, you know.
Really, really captures just the feeling of being
a child. I saw some
dude
on Twitter going on, like, a 5 or 6 tweet thread about how the phone jump scare was set up.
What?
Like, the Fisher-Price phone that, like...
The smile.
So, you know, I don't know. If it's playing nearby you, I think go watch it. Go support, like, the only independent phenomena that's, like, happened this year.
Oh, absolutely.
But, yeah. Got one song left. This is your favorite off of Songs in the Key of Life, which I re-listened to recently. And yeah, it's my favorite album of all time. I don't really think anything can ever top it. It's literally perfect. Every single second of that album is perfect. This is the closing track from it. This is Another Star.
Beautiful.
Definitely a highlight on there for me, too. I'm more partial towards a couple of other tracks, but this one's great. So thanks so much for tuning in. Not entirely sure if I'll be in this time slot next week. We're still kind of waiting on the schedule to drop. I'll keep you all updated. But yeah, keep tuning in, keep it freeform, and yeah, I'll see you when I see you. Thanks to Dan for coming in, and this is another Star by Stevie Wonder. Enjoy.